All right. Good morning, everybody. Great to see you and so glad to have you on this Legacy Sunday. And man, been so excited to get here on this this first Sunday of December. It's December, everybody. All right. And this is the last month of the year. Hard to believe. But so thankful, glad that you're here. And thankful for all those who are watching online with us today, whether it be today, sometime, maybe in this week that they'll be watching with us our messages. We're thankful for your guys' just support. And come on, Elevate City. Can we just welcome all those watching online as well today? Yeah. So thankful for you, and man, just so thankful for ARC. If you don't know anything about ARC, and that's the first time maybe you've heard anything with ARC, they are, man, that's our tribe. That's our network that we have connected with so well and helped to launch us as a church back in 2012. And it's amazing to see now that we've planted over 800 churches, and we were a church plant 257. So I feel like we're old compared to, you know, all the other churches that's been planted. And just this past Tuesday, I just encourage you, if you don't follow us on Facebook or Instagram, you should, because one of the things that happened this Tuesday that I meant to bring the picture with me, so that's my fault, but I wanted you guys just to see on Tuesday, we got to host as a church, it was a big week for our church, and we got to host the first ever ARC meetup in Fort Wayne, and so what that really just means is this, is that we opened up, we actually hosted it over at McAllister's Deli and drank the Lord's sweet tea. Come on, somebody, come on, how many know what I'm talking about? If you've never been over to McAllister's Deli, there's your lunch pickup today, and you'll thank me later, okay? But nonetheless, we hosted pastors. We had pastors from locally here in Fort Wayne, and then we had pastors that made up to 2-hour drives that are just in a place where they have no relationships. And so here's the thing that I know. There's a couple stats that are very that are staggering to us, and this is why with ARC, not only do we want to help resource and plant churches, but we also want to help build relationships across denominational lines and just bring unity. But we have stats like 80% of senior pastors in America today said they would quit today if they had another means of income. 87% of pastors said they have no friend. 50% of those senior pastors' marriages fail. And how many know that, man, pastors need help as well? Amen, everybody. And so it was incredible. We got to build some great relationships this week, and many of them are excited about what's to come in future meetups and that we'll host. And who you saw, Pastor Dino, you'll hear from him a little bit more in this message today, but also Pastor Greg Surratt, our president. Both of them are going to be with us in 2019. And, man, I'm telling you what, man, you're going to love these guys. They're both like the Godfather. I mean, they're just amazing guys who are doing incredible things for the kingdom, but have a heart for the local church. And Pastor Dino was with us about 3 years ago, so it's been way too long. If you never heard those guys, Pastor Dino will have you laughing and crying within 10 seconds of each other. I'm just telling you, he's amazing. And so, but we're excited for Legacy today. We're going to jump right into this. And I've just been so excited for today because I've been so excited just to brag on Jesus and what God has done in 2018, just to give you a little bit of a picture of what's happened. But we are also coming off of our Freedom Conference. Come on, somebody, on Friday and Saturday. Yeah. And so, man, it was powerful. We had a powerful time Friday night right here, Saturday, most of all day Saturday yesterday, and a total of 5 of us churches joined together, all churches from different parts of the city. We had one other church locally, and then other churches from across different parts of Indiana, and then obviously one in Ohio with Experience Church. And so, I mean, we just saw a move of God like never before. We just saw, man, people touched, people delivered, set free. If you wonder what freedom is about, it's small groups that end with a conference that I think is one of the greatest things that our church is a part of. And so if you've never been a part of Freedom, you really need to get a part of Freedom and our small groups when our next semester kicks back in February. And I tell people all the time, if you've never been through Freedom, you need to make sure at least one time you go through Freedom. At least once in your life, you'll be thankful that you did. But I want to just share, just brag on Jesus a little bit and just give you some stats that I think are awesome. And we've got a few weeks left of 2018. We're going to end it strong. But in this year, as a church, we have seen 498 people make decisions for Jesus just in this year. Isn't that incredible, everybody? I think it's awesome. And we've now seen a total of 2,614 people give their hearts to Jesus since we launched back on March 18th of 2012. Come on, can we give Jesus a better hand? Amen, everybody. That's what it's all about. And I got excited when I saw those numbers this week. In 2018, we saw 382 families that visited our church. Man, I think it's incredible. I think it's an incredible stat. Let me just tell you what that is. That's fruit, everybody. The Bible says you will know a tree by its fruit. And so to see new people come through the door, to see salvations that are happening, man, that is fruit, tangible fruit of what God is doing. To God be the glory. Amen. And we've seen 77 people go through Growth Track this year. I want to see that number increase exponentially in 2019. So we're working really hard with Growth Track and just kind of doing some cool things and updating some things as we start that back up in January. 60%. This was a stat that was relevant for our spring semester and our fall semester. 60% of our church that has gone or that has been a part of small groups. And I think that's a great number. I want to see that number grow to about 90%. I know it may be tough to do 100. All right, that's a tough goal, but at least 90%. But to know that over half of our church is now really, I mean, buying into the understanding of not doing life alone, that doing life alone is dangerous, and getting in small groups and seeing new small group leaders rise up. And oh, by the way, I think that was one of the coolest things just through Freedom Conference is to see many leaders just rising up. We had one of our other pastor friends that helped do some sessions, had some other people speak. I did a few sessions through the conference. And one of the things I just had the opportunity to do is just kind of sit back and just watch many of just the people in our church and leaders that are rising up that have been leading small groups for the first time, that are now a part of this conference and helping to serve in different capacities and helping to lead in different areas within the Freedom Conference and help praying for people. And man, just so proud and just brought a smile to my face more than once. So just very thankful for Freedom Conference. Thankful for our church. Just thankful for every single person. Shout out to Nicole, man, helped lead Freedom Conference so well. And all the team, man, just so proud of everybody. And so we just give God the glory. Amen? Amen. So small groups are important. We saw our small groups in this semester increased by 87%. So we saw a large majority of our small groups from week 1 to week 12 all grow. Pretty much all of them saw just substantial and numerical increase. We had more probably testimonies come from our small groups to where people that were coming to our small groups weren't attending our church yet. And then we literally have had testimonies of whole families that have been saved because of just going through small groups. So let me just tell you real quick, that's the win, everybody. We don't care that they go to our church right now. Man, if they're in a small group and they're figuring this thing out, that, man, we can't do life alone, man, to God be the glory, because we just know in time God's going to get a hold of their heart. And so we saw a few different families, whole families, even get baptized on our Elevate City Nights back in October. And so just thankful for what God is doing. You're going to hear some more of what God's doing here in a minute. But I want to lay some groundwork just because I got a message within a message, all right? And so we're going to go on a little bit of a journey here today. But I got this message titled something that is just, I think, has been passionate in my heart. And it's just the good news tour. Everybody say the good news tour. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about what that means here in just a minute. But Psalm 112 says this. If you have the message notes there in your worship guides, you can follow along in that way or on the screens here behind me. But it says, good will come to those who is generous and lends freely. In other words, I'm not going to just keep everything I have, but I'm going to learn to live a life of generosity, and then I want to learn this life to be a lifestyle of who I am. And it goes on to say, who conducts his affairs with justice, surely he will never be shaken. A righteous man will be remembered forever. And so legacy is just simply this. It's where my life lives on. In other words, at some point, all of us are going to step into eternity. And obviously, you know, having a relationship with Christ is guarantee us our eternity in heaven. And that's what we're living for, everybody. Amen? And so, but God wants you to live your life in such a way where your life lives on. And Psalm chapter 112 told you and I how to do that. And here's how we do that: by giving to something that will outlive me. And how many would say that when you've breathed your last breath, that you want to know that your life has made some kind of impact, that you're leaving a legacy, that it's just not, man, you're gone and forgotten, but know that you're gone, but man, you're remembered because of the impact that you had on the lives of people, amen? And so, in other words, I'm going to find a place, I'm going to find a church, I'm going to find a cause that I can go make a difference with and use my gifts and my abilities for the glory of God. I'm not talking about just money or resources, talking about your time, talking about ideas, talking about your skills, talking about your different talents, that you give it in such a way way where it lives on, that it's not, everything is not consumed on this earth, but it shows up in heaven. Amen? And then here's the final thing of legacy and just having this understanding is living so my life outlives me. That this is the heart of Legacy Sunday today, that we are making a decision. We come to God once a year, and we make a decision that we're going to live, we're going to do something beyond ourselves, and we're going to trust God. I think this even helps to solve some of our problems in our life. Not that our problems just go away. How many know we always going to have some problems on this side of eternity, all right? And so, but you have to have, I think this is crucial, that you have to have something that is bigger than your problems. You have to have something. For some of us, our issues and our situations we find ourselves in continue just to mess us up, whether it be family, whether it be finances, whether it be a job, whether it be earthly things. And I think the key is that the real secret to helping to solve your problems in your life is to have something in your life that is bigger than your problems. And one of the things that I think is so important for us is that the goal, when we look at legacy, the goal isn't to live on earth forever, but to leave something that does. And leaving an impact. And, you know, in your Bibles, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, it is just full of this incredible concept of legacy, making a difference in the lives of other people. Because the mission is the message. What God has given us to do as a church, to see the unchurched and awaken the saved, and to see the spiritually restless impacted, to teaching them to love God and love people, that's our mission. And God has drawn out, I think, one of the most incredible plays for us to run that I think has always been simple since he began this journey on the earth, and that is to take people on a journey of knowing God, finding freedom, discovering purpose, and for them to go make a difference with their life. And I think if we can run that play and we can run it well, I'm telling you, man, nothing will be able to stop the mission that God has for the local church in Jesus' name. Amen? And so there's a song that we sang this morning that's been on my playlist a lot. In fact, it's been on my playlist for months. And it's the song that the last song that we sang called Holy Ground. And it's a personal favorite of mine. I remember when I first heard it at a conference, I came back and I talked to Cody. I was like, man, we got to do this song, man. It's crazy. You got to listen to it. So we sat in my office. We just cranked it up. And he was like, yeah, that's pretty good. You know, and so, and then now we're doing it. And but I love it. And part of the lyrics that says this, show us your glory. Let every burning heart be holy ground. You know, it's important to know what you're saying to God. I think it's critical that we know. And the Hebrew word for the word glory is the word kavod. Everybody say kavod. Yeah, it's a fun word to say, K-A-V-O-D. And it literally just means this, the full weight of who God is. That when I'm singing about God, show me your glory, here's what you're saying, God, I want the fullness of who you are in my life. And I love in the interview that I saw about the Passion Band produced this song. And in the interview, this was written as a team when they were together and helped to be written and produced by Melody Malone. And she said as they were sitting around as a band, as a worship team, she said, man, they're just sharing hearts about Christ and, man, their desire to pursue God and the desire to see their heart ignite with a passion. And she said the scripture came to us, she said, as we were talking, that Moses, the story about Moses when he was on holy ground and how God showed his glory and how hearts burned. And you know what I'm praying as we end this year and as we head into 2019, that this would be a time like never before, that we would cry out for the glory of God, that we would say, God, I want the fullness of your weight and what you have for my life, and I want my heart to just burn with passion and a greater desire for you in Jesus' name. And that when I'm singing a song, that I'm singing it because I'm passionate and I'm in love with who he is and what he's done for my life. How many know that we have a ton to be thankful for and what Jesus has done for us? Amen? And so we should live with a passion. We should live with a desire. We should lift hands, clap hands. Why? Because he has been so good to us. And that's what Jesus does when we have an encounter with him. That we are confronted with the gospel and his encouragement and God's healing. What a powerful truth in that song that we sing, that Jesus, you change everything. No matter what you're facing, no matter what's happening, can I just tell you, it's Jesus that changes everything. The outcome may not look too good, but if you'll keep your eyes on Jesus, he has the ability to change everything. Come on, somebody. Are you with me today? And so keep your eyes on Jesus. Acts 10:38 says this, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. Everybody shout power. And how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. I love this. Jesus went around and did good. He kept, that was his ministry. It's who he is. It's who he was. But he also came with power and he healed all of those who were under the pain, all of those who were under the attack of the devil. And have you ever been going through something, or maybe you're even going through it today? But have you ever been in a place in your life that you're going through a season, you're going through a challenge where it just seems like, man, I just don't understand what's going on. Just don't get it. Anybody know what I'm talking about today? And have you ever went through that kind of thing and you're thinking, man, this is just beyond average. This is not that I forgot to grab milk at the store. I mean, this is a deeper problem. You know what I'm talking about? But Jesus came with power to free us, and he also went around doing good. And I was looking at that verse this week, and I thought, man, what a combination. What a combination to serve a God and for us to live this out, that he's called us to constantly go in a place and doing good, but, man, that we go help to set people free for the glory of God with power. Amen? A scholar said this about Acts 10:38, the scripture that we just read here. A scholar said this, that this is the best, he said, summation of Christ's ministry in the entire New Testament. And man, that's a bold statement to make, but I also believe that because I don't think there's a better verse in your Bible that sums up the ministry of Jesus Christ, that he comes with passion, he comes with love, but man, he comes with power to see people free. That's what I love about Freedom Conference and our church having freedom groups in our churches, because we're seeing people go from a place of just knowing God or knowing about God, but then dealing with their yesterdays, dealing with addictions, dealing with bondages, and saying, man, I refuse to stay here another day. It's time to do something about it. And that's the plan and the freedom that God has for us. And so I don't know about you, but man, I want this verse. I want this to sum up my life. I want this to be a part of my purpose. I want this to be a part of my legacy. I want this to be my story in my life and living this out. And then I saw this verse this week in Luke chapter 8. And I've been saved a long time, but I've never seen this verse like I've seen it. Like, this is highlighter worthy in your Bible, all right? I don't know about you, but to me, it's like you're not a Christian unless you have a highlighter. How many know what I'm talking about? In your book and in your Bible, hashtag highlighter strong. Come on, somebody, all right? And so I'm kind of kidding, obviously. But nonetheless, it's a worthy verse that you want to, man, either underline or you wanna circle, put some stars, whatever you do. But it starts out and it says this. After this, Luke 8, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another. I was reading this, and one thing that pointed out to me that, you know, what's something that's really powerful and cool about Jesus that I noticed is, you know, did you know that Jesus was never stationary? Jesus was never stationary. In other words, here's what I'm saying. Jesus was always on the move. He was always on the move. Why? Because he saw that there's more people that have to be reached. And he was always on the move. It's why I love our church, because it's taking the heart of the gospel out into the streets and out into our community and out into our workplaces and out into our schools. Are you with me? And it goes on to say, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, the 12 who were the disciples. And then all, note, watch this. I never saw this before. And I think I've read this verse, I feel like, 1,000 times. And it just spoke something differently to me this week. And it says, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out. Woo! 7 demons. How many of us, that's a lot of devils in one person. Like, I can't even imagine one. But girlfriend had 7 devils all up in her. Like, how many know girl needed some Jesus, all right? And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. All right, thank you, Lord, for loving Mary. All right. Then it goes on to say, and then Joanna, the wife of Chuza, who was the manager of Herod's household. Who, in other words, this is a woman that was blessed already, had great resources to be able to help and to be able to serve. Notice who God is just using and ministering to, the different types of people. And then Susanna. We have no idea who Susanna really is or anything about her. But what was interesting to me about Susanna, and I was thinking about this week, I'm so glad that God uses the average person too. Yeah, that's what that showed me this week. I thought, you know what, God, thank you that we may be the worst of the worst, average, we may be doing well wherever, but God, you always find a way, man, to use us to make the ordinary extraordinary. Amen? And it goes on to say, and many others. And then it says, these women were helping to support them out of their own means. I never saw that before. Never saw that before. And then I read it out of the New Living Translation, and it said it this way, and many others who were contributing from their own resources, Luke 8:3, to support Jesus and his disciples. There is something that you experience with Jesus that changes everything. That God will use anybody. Everybody say, God will use anybody. Here's what I believe. That God is looking for people who are available and are making themselves available for his use. It's amazing to me. God is moving in the church in America, not only spending time with pastors in this past week, but talking with different friends and throughout the country, just seeing and getting a pulse and just, man, how's the church doing on the East Coast, the West Coast? That's why I love ARC, because we're just honored to connect with so many. But many churches are seeing the same thing, that God is desperately looking for a people to rise up that says, man, I'm going to be available. I'm going to be available to whatever it is that God wants for me to do and to make a difference in my life. And he'll use anybody. To God, your highs aren't important. To God, your lows aren't important. To God, grace is important. And that's exactly what he has his eye on with us. And so here again, back to the story. These ladies gave out of their more. They gave out of their more. They found out the why. And they found out what it was for. It was for the moving of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As even on this Legacy Sunday, as we give and we are obedient to whatever God put on our heart to give today, guess what it's doing? It's moving the gospel of Jesus Christ, to not just in Fort Wayne, but beyond Fort Wayne as well. And you're going to hear a story in just a moment of just God's goodness and how that generosity that we are a part of is making such a difference. But it was for the moving of the gospel out of their own means, out of their mercy, out of the grace in their lives. These ladies realized something that I think was very powerful. These women realized, man, God has made a difference in my life. And because he's made a difference in my life, man, I can't sit on what God has done in me. I've got to move. I've got to see the gospel move. I've got to go tell others about what Jesus has done in me, because I want to see the power of the gospel lived out in the lives of other people. Come on. And so they realize, I can't sit on this. I've got to move, because God has moved in me, so I've got to move with him. And so they understood that. And I know Jesus is a giver, but did you know something else about Jesus? That he's a borrower. Jesus was a borrower as well. When you look in the scripture in the Gospels, guess what he did? He borrowed a boat and he preached from it. Reading the scriptures, he borrowed a lunch and did a miracle with it. How many know he borrowed a tomb and then had resurrection power that was lifted up out of that tomb? Come on, he was a borrower too, everybody. Yeah, you can give Jesus a hand. But here's what I didn't realize until I really saw this week. And I think you and I got to get better at this. As I was reading this week, Jesus was also a receiver. He was a receiver. Do you realize that Jesus could have financed his own gospel and just in a snap of a finger, he could have showed up anywhere he wanted anytime? I mean, think about that. Think about that. It's amazing to me that Jesus wanted others to participate in the moving of the gospel. Why? Because you and I can then share in the supernatural power of God. That's what he was seeing. And Jesus is saying, Elevate City, he's saying to his people, I want you to be a part of the good news tour. I want you to go on tour with me. Wherever you may be, I want you to go on tour. And I like the idea of going on tour. It's cool. Man, I remember being in a worship band back in the day. I was the lead singer for our worship team, worship band. way back in the day. And I'll never forget, we would sit around as a team and we'd dream about, man, Hillsong who? What's up, Hillsong? No, just can I love me some Hillsong? We just want to be like them. You know, you got to fake it till you make it. And so there we were and dreaming about going on tour. I just think it's cool to say you're going on tour. So somebody asks you next time, where are you going? Say, man, I'm just going on tour. Really, where are you going? Work. You know, and so, but just let them know, I'm on tour. Look at the person next to you. Say, I'm going on tour. Look at the other person. Let them know. Say, I'm going on tour. And Jesus says to us, he says, out of our means, that's what legacy is. That's what legacy offering is today. Out of our resources, out of our tithe, out of our serve, out of our time, our small groups, our dream team that serves, we contribute so that the gospel can keep moving from one person to another. That's the gospel. So here's what I know. We're going to move through these notes rather quick. Number one is this. All that matters is the gospel. The main thing is the main thing. And Jesus Christ is the main thing. And we keep him the main focus. The centrality of our life revolves around what Jesus wants for us, not the other way around. So we got to keep our focus on Jesus. Why? Because the mission is the message. You're going to hear right now from some partners of ours, Pastor Matthew Barnett and the LA Dream Center. And then you're going to hear a little bit more details from Pastor Dino and Ark. The LA Dream Center is the largest outreach center in the nation of America, who's just impacted hundreds and thousands of people. And then ARC, as you've heard, we're making such an incredible impact. By the way, cool stat with ARC, we have a 93% success rating in planting churches. ARC is, and yeah, I brag on ARC because this is our tribe, but we have the highest success rating of any other church planting network in the world today. And literally, we've went, ARC is global now. It's not just in our country, but planting churches all in Europe. I don't know if you keep your eyes on things in the nations, but man, I'm telling you, there's a need in the nations. We had one of ours within the last year plant in Pakistan. And how many know the nations need Jesus? Amen. Check out this video.
Hello, Elevate City Church. This is Pastor Matthew Barnett from the Los Angeles Dream Center. I'm actually standing in this hospital right here, where hundreds of lives are being changed every day, who live on this campus, who are coming off of drugs and alcohol, homeless families who are being rehabilitated, all these great things that are happening. Veterans that have a place to live now because of your generosity and your amazing pastor. Pastor Kyle, we love you. We thank God for your support. It's churches like this that allow us to be able to do what we do every single day. And we're just so grateful for you. Thank you for allowing us to just make Jesus the center of all the social problems that we are reaching, because churches give. We have no restrictions. We can tell people about the love of Christ, which we know changes people. Thank you for bringing teams out here and sowing and serving and giving. We're just so grateful for your church and what it means to the body of Christ. Thank you for being champions, and thank you for pushing forward the cause of Christ right here in downtown Los Angeles. So many people in this building have been impacted because of you. God bless you and thank you.
What's happening, Elevate City Church? Dino Rizzo here. I love Pastors Kyle and Bethany Mills and all that God is doing. You know, I'm just so thankful for you being such a generous church. You've given to ARC. You've helped us plant churches. You've helped us to say yes to couples who want to do what you're doing. And because you say yes, and the tithe and the offering, and you go online to give, or you text to give, or you've brought your offering today, we can say yes to couples who want to do what you've done there at Elevate City Church. Impact the community, reach the poor, help those who are struggling in their life. I know you have an offering that's coming up, and I'm just grateful that God is going to pour out his spirit. He's going to help you know what to do, because we're making a difference with generosity. I know we're doing it at ARC. I know you do it there locally through outreach around the world, because I know the heart of your pastors, and I know how God has wired you as a church to be a generous church. So I want to encourage you to pray, to ask God on what you're supposed to do in generosity as it relates to being faithful and participating, really in the legacy that you're building there for the kingdom of God. It's for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not making ourselves famous. We want to do everything we can to lift up Jesus. So pray about what you're to give. And then plan. Make a plan, okay? We want to do this as a family, as a single mom, as a blended family. We're going to sacrifice. We're going to give offering. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that the mission of our heart is to get the message of Jesus Christ out. And then can I encourage you to participate? I know you'll be able to give and really give throughout the end of the year. And just be faithful in the tithe and offering. It's amazing how God uses generosity to move the gospel, to move the gospel from one person, from one heart, to impact eternity. And that's what you're about at Elevate City Church, impacting someone's eternity. So I just want to thank you for your giving because it's helping us plant churches. But I want to say thank you for your giving because you're reaching the poor and you're building the kingdom of God. Let's keep doing it.
Come on, let's give God a hand. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Come on, everybody say the mission is the message. Such a good word. Number two is this: all that matters is getting the gospel out by how we live our lives, by how we contribute. You know what I love? I love what happens in the church, but can I tell you, I love what happens when the church has left the building and enters into broken humanity. Yeah, and starts making a difference. When we reach out, when we serve our communities, when we find needs and fill them, when we find the hurts and heal them, when we're in our small groups and we're finding ways to help contribute in different capacities, when we serve in our inner city and our third Saturday serve, when we go and feed the homeless and we do those things, it's the gospel. It's the gospel that has the opportunity, because of your generosity, because of your serve, has the ability to continue to move forward from one person to another. All that matters is getting the gospel out. Amen. Number three is this: God uses all kinds of ways to spread the gospel. We're seeing that, experiencing that in our church through technology, through video, through our app, through our website, those different things. How many know the way that we worked? You can spread the gospel through your personal testimony, your story. We talked about even this a few weeks ago, out of your pain. How many know that God uses our pain to help somebody else? Amen. And I love even the reminder that we saw with Mary Magdalene that was set free of seven demons. That, how many know that she could have easily allowed that to be her legacy? That she was wounded, but she refused to allow her wound to define her. She allowed God's mercy to define her. And I love that about her story. Number four is this: that he uses all kinds of people to give the gospel away. All kinds of people. You know what I love? What's been happening in 2018 like never before is the diversity of our church. I love what's happening and seeing what God is doing. All kinds of experiences, different people, all kinds of different backgrounds that everybody comes from. And can I just tell you that it doesn't divide us, it unifies us. The grace of God always brings us into unity and to unify with one another. And because why? We are rallying around the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen, everybody. And so God, guess what? He wants to use you. He wants to use you in your world. He wants to use your station. He wants to use your season. He wants to use your story. He wants to use you around the people who are in your life to give the gospel away. Here's the fifth thing: that my generosity can become someone else's source of good news. Like that a lot. That's part of being on the good news tour, is making the choice that, man, I'm going to be on the good news tour wherever I go. I'm going to tell others about God. For people that I come in contact with, man, they're going to know why there's a smile there. They're going to know and sense that there's something different about this guy. There's something different about this girl. Like, man, what's up? You seem all happy all the time here at work. Like, what's up? And then you get to say, man, let me tell you how cool my God is. Let me tell you what he's doing in my life. And the good news tour, it can be your financial support. It can be resources. It can be your time. It has the full potential to open up the door for somebody else's moment with God. I think it's incredible. John 15, verse 8 and 11. Love this verse. And it says this: this is to my Father's glory. Jesus is talking to you and me. That you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So in other words, Jesus is saying being a follower of me is that you and I would be men and women that are bearing fruit. That we are learning what we learned a little bit ago when we read in Acts, that we're doing good where we go. That we're helping, man, seeing people set free for the glory of God, pointing them in the right direction they should go. And it goes on to say, Jesus said, I've told you this, verse 11, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. In other words, my joy and our joy is full when I am bearing fruit and I know what the more is for. It's for the advancement of the gospel. So if you're here today and you say, man, Kyle, how do I get started in this generosity thing? How do I get started and get a part of the good news tour? Can I give you just a few more just practical things today before we go and before we pray? Can I do that, everybody? You ready? Just want to give you a couple of simple things. First of all, I believe one of the ways that we can be solid and we can help advance the gospel and go on the good news tour is by be generous to one person. Here's what I see happens. A lot of times we get perplexed because we look at the world around us and think, this is a big world. There's a lot of problems. There is a lot of problems, and it is a big world. But if every single one of us makes the decision that we're going to start impacting at least the one, guess what? That one life is going to be changed. And then our hope is that other life is going to move the gospel as well, because that's the way we want to see it. That's the way God intended it for it to be, that you and I just cannot keep what he's done inside of us. You know, I've even seen it this way. I think it's very selfish of me to just try to keep what God has done for me. In other words, I can't just sit on what God has done for me. I need to tell others about the good news. I need to tell others about what he's doing in me. I need to tell others about what's happening and how God loves us and how he's for us. Amen? And so our random acts of kindness cards is something that you can do. You can get that on the way out today. Grab a random acts of kindness card, and I'm just encouraging you. I did that this week just at Starbucks, just a simple thing you can do. And it says another way to show you that God loves you. And gave it to the person at Starbucks who and just paid it forward and said, man, would you give that to them? And, of course, they read the card, and you'll get some kind of look, you know what I mean? And I got a good look and just smiled at me and said, absolutely, you know. And so you can find ways. It can be organic. It can be spontaneous, but use that. And I just know that we may not be able to touch the whole world, but we can start with one person. I think all of us can be generous and make an impact on one person's life. I was thinking some time ago about a guy in Starbucks. I went inside specifically because I wanted to actually see the person that I was paying coffee for one day, because I just wanted to connect with him. And so I went inside, and I was hoping somebody was going to, I was just kind of taking my time, and I went up to the counter, and finally a guy, he was probably, I'd say mid-50s or so, and a nice-looking guy, and was standing behind me, and, nice business suit and everything, so I knew that, he's probably off to his job or somewhere. And so I paid for mine, and then I looked at the lady and said, hey, I'd like to pay for this guy here too. And the guy looked at me. He said, oh, no. I mean, he just threw up his hand. He said, I don't need your charity. I thought, ooh. I thought, brother, I'm not trying to give you charity. I said, I just want to be a blessing to you today. And he said, no, I mean, he was very adamant. No, you're not paying for it. He said, I appreciate it. Why don't you do that for somebody else? And I looked back at him and I said, well, sir, I said, with just all the respect in the world, I said, if you allow me to do this today, I'm doing this because God just wanted me to tell you today he loves you. That's it. And his whole countenance changed. And he was literally at the counter, had his wallet out, handing the money. When I said that, he put the money back in the wallet, and he stepped back, and he said, okay, go right ahead. And I could just tell the man was having a moment. And I don't know what was going on in this guy's life. I don't know him from Adam. Don't know who he is, and afterwards, got his coffee, we shook hands, he just looked at me and said, thank you so much, and out he went. But here's what I know, it's the kindness of God, Scripture says, that leads people to repentance. Who knows, that one cup of coffee could have changed everything for that man. But here's the thing, God is saying, I'm looking for people who will just make themselves available for the good news tour. And not just stand back and hope somebody else does the job, but no, as long as there's breath in our lungs, we've got a responsibility to keep reaching people and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Can you give Jesus a hand? Here's the other thing I know is be generous together. Be generous together. Here's how we're being generous in the world. Just a couple of examples on this video we're doing. And Pastor Israel Pokhtar, we're hoping to get him in the spring and come share with you what God's doing, how your generosity is helping the nation of Israel. So we're hoping in the spring he's going to come. You're going to hear from him. You're also going to hear from Destiny Rescue, man, how God is continuing to move and use us as a church to rescue kids out of sex slavery. Amen, everybody. Check out this video.
Shalom, Elevate City Church, and dearest friends, Pastor Kyle and Bethany. Thank you for your support and your stand with us. We see many breakthroughs here in Israel, here in the city of Ashdod. God is moving with power. We see salvations. We see that how your help helping us to really make a difference. We're preaching the gospel. We just had events when we reach out 1,000 Israelis with the gospel, and many of them did confession of faith. We're helping poor and needy and changing our society. So it's amazing to see how God is working. And even when opposition rises and, you know, we have our building vandalized, even though God turned for good. And I would love to take time to thank you for your prayers, because together with your prayers, we see a big difference this time. The media was on our side and all spoke highly about us and condemning religious people who did all these acts of vandalism against local Israeli congregations. God has taken farther than ever our vision and our ministry. We have seen way more people responding to the gospel. We have seen many missionaries sent out to share the gospel, to preach the word of God, to lead people to salvation. We see open doors everywhere we go. It's amazing. It's a new day for Israel, because we've been praying for that for a long time. And now we see how gospel is growing and changes are coming. And it's important to know for us, for our people, it's important to know that there is many friends like you, like Elevate City Church, standing with us, and together we see amazing breakthrough and amazing victory. So thank you very much for your stand, your donations, because together we're changing lives and together we're bringing revival into the land of Israel. Shalom.
Hey, Elevate City and Pastor Kyle and Bethany, I just want to say a huge thank you to you guys for your continued support of Destiny Rescue and the children around the world we're defending. It's the holiday seasons, and with that, it's a time to remember all the things that we're thankful for. And our kids and the work, our staff, and all of those that are making Destiny Rescue be what it is today are extremely grateful for your continued support. We can't do what we do without you. So love to give you an update on what's happening within our organization as a direct result of what you're doing. Just recently, we've hit a huge mile marker. We've rescued over 900 victims this year. We're on goal to rescue 1,000 victims, mostly kids. And that is possible because of you. We're shutting down brothels. We're shutting down hotels, putting lots of bad people in prison. Many of them are getting life sentences. Again, none of that is possible without you. Recently, I had a chance to visit the safe home that you guys support, the Elevate City Church home. And I've been getting updates on what's been happening in the home over the last 6 months. And one, recently, we started a new salon program in the home that you're supporting. And with that, the opportunity for children to learn a new vocation of hair and dress, hair and beauty. And that is opening up incredible opportunities for young girls to get incredible job opportunities and to go on and live flourishing lives. That is possible because of you. So it's an exciting new venture within our safe home and that project. And so I just wanted to give you an update regarding that. Also, recently, one of our rescue agents was here in the United States sharing about some of the work he's been a part of over the last several years. And one of them was a story of a girl that he had met in a bar. She was really bitter and angry because of what had happened to her. In fact, she was known by a number. She didn't even have a name per se when customers would try to come and sit with her. She was known by a number. But today, that girl has come to Christ. She's been healed from the inside out. She became a leader in her home. And today, she has an incredible job. And that number has been replaced with a name tag with her very own name on it. And she's flourishing in life. She loves God. She understands how much God loves her. None of that would be possible without your faithful work and continued support. So on behalf of all the kids in our care, all of our staff around the world, we just want to say a huge thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. There's a scripture that comes to mind, Isaiah 61:4. It talks about they will restore ancient ruins and rebuild cities laid desolate for a long time. The reason that God's people can bring healing and hope and deliverance to people is because Christ rescued us. He has rescued us to be a rescuer of others, to be a restorer of others. And Elevate City Church, you are restoring kids' lives through the Elevate City Church home. Your continued support and sponsorship is providing miracles for children on a daily basis. So once again, thank you for what you're doing to impact lives for eternity. We love you. We believe in you. We're for you. We're praying and rooting you on as you're rooting us on too. Take care and God bless.
Come on. Can we give God a hand? Isn't that awesome? I love that. That first, for those that don't know, we have a home that we sponsor. It's called the Elevate City Home. It's in Cambodia. We had a team that went there last year and went and served and got to be a part and visit those who have been rescued. And on that mission trip, it was incredible. The first video with Pastor Israel and the importance of the gospel and taking care of Israel. Man, if I had time, I'd go and tell you a little bit more, but it is an important responsibility for the church to look after Israel. And there's a lot of biblical responsibility that we carry. And by the way, the girl that did that video is 19 years old, just got saved there in at Voice of Judah, and teaching herself how to do video and all of that to be able to help their church. And I think she did a pretty good job. And so I just think it's awesome. And so it's an impact that we're having, generosity to other people. I just think it's awesome. But I also think about Fort Wayne right here, what we're doing to you guys. We're continuing to help feed the hungry. We're continuing to help clothe the naked. We're continuing to do outreaches, and we're going to continue to grow in our capacity like never before. We've got some outreach and different dreams that we're starting back up again in 2019 with Back to School Bash and some other things that we're planning with myself and Dan Sparling have been talking so much about next year. And we give in. Our generosity goes to things like Community Harvest to make sure people are fed in our city. We just believe in the support of helping that Shepherd's House who helps with our veterans. I think about the local schools that we've partnered with. Weiser Park is one of them, helping teachers and students. Bounce Back program is something we give into, and Bounce Back is a program that helps our people right here in our church, those that have lost jobs or those that are going through tough times, that we have a program that's able to help assist. And how many of that's important too? And we want to always make sure that we help take care of the people of Elevate City. Amen, everybody. And so just know that your generosity, I hope more than anything that you see today the impact that we are having together and advancing and moving the gospel of Jesus Christ. Last two things very quickly. Be generous by passing out an invite. I believe there are many people that are just one invite away from an eternal transformation. And we've seen it here. At the Movies was one of the biggest At the Movies experiences we've ever had in the history of our church. And it was because of invites going out. And some of you were recipients of those invites and got saved and are following God today. With many in this church that are experiencing that. Here's the final thing. Be generous with your resources. God, you've blessed me to be a blessing. And so we're going to move with that today. And we've taken the last couple of months to pray and hear from God. But we're on a mission. We're on the Great Commission. Matthew 28, Jesus undeterred, went right ahead and gave this charge. God authorized and commanded me to commission you. Go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, marking them by baptism in the threefold name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Then instruct them in the practice of all that I've commanded you. I'll be with you as you do this day after day after day, right up until the end of the age. Would you stand to your feet today? Here's what I know, church, that God wants to take us on a tour today. He wants to take us on a tour, and it's on the Good News Tour today. And I think about so much in that song that we sang, chains fall, fear bow, here now. Jesus, you change everything. Lives are healed. Come on, Elevate City. Hope is found here now. Jesus, you change everything. And God, we declare today, change our homes, Lord. Change our marriages, God. Change our families, God. Change our cities, God. Change our kids, God. Change our state, oh God. Change the broken and change us in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's worship as we sing this. Come on.
Here now, Jesus, you change everything. Chains fall. Change everything, lives here.
glory. Show us your glory. In wonder and surrender we fall down.
Come on, show us your glory.
Lord, show us your glory. Show us your glory. Let every burning heart be holy.
Come on, show us your glory, God.
Show us your glory. Show us your glory. In wonder and surrender we fall down. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Let every burning heart be holy ground.
Come on, just remain standing. Just right there, bow your head. God, we want your glory. God, we want to be a part of the moving of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We want to be on the good news tour, God. We don't want to be on the sidelines, God. We want to be right in the midst of what you're doing. And we don't want to miss it. Let not distractions try to pull us away. Let us stay focused on the mission that is the message. So, Father, we thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit that is evident in this place, God. Come on, with every head bowed, if you're here and you don't have a relationship with God, I want to give you an opportunity right now just to respond to Jesus. He is here. He loves you. He is for you. The greatest decision you could ever make for your life and being a part of the Good News Tour is just saying yes to Jesus today. And you begin with one step. If that's you today, on the count of three, with boldness, forget about who's on your right and your left. I want you to lift up your hand right where you're at and say, man, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that. I'm ready to give my life over to Jesus today. Come on, everybody in this room with every head bowed. One, two, three. Come on, real high, real high. Say, man, that's me, that's me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha. Praise God, guys. Amen. Come on, I just want to lead you in a simple prayer for those that raise their hand. And church, come on, let's just pray with these who lifted their hands today and just say, Jesus, I give you my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of my past. Make me brand new today. I make you the Lord of my life. And thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.